When it comes to the greatest of all time, the GOATs, pick an industry. You know the names. Basketball, Jordan, tennis, Serena, world leaders, Mandela, food, Frieri. But one GOAT debate has yet to be settled. It's the GeoGuessr debate. Who is the greatest of all time, dropping pins on a GeoGuessr map? We'll find out over 8 rounds, 8 weeks, GeoGuessrs from around the globe, the best the internet has to offer. This is Pinheads, the GeoGuessr podcast. All right, welcome to Pinheads, the show that crowns the best guesser in town. And Ryder, somehow we are still on this journey together. We lost Deuce. I think he's trying out for the Puppet Opera House in Denver, actually, but we might have him a little bit later. He was so inspired by your story a couple weeks back.
Yeah, I gave him a few connections, and little did we know that there's a marionette in all of us, and Deuce is making a run at it, so hey. We'll see what happens.
Deuce is a lot like Brennan Huff from Step Brothers, where he has this incredible voice that brings people to their knees, but he's too embarrassed to sing. But he could definitely do it when he's, you know, just pulling the strings of a puppet. So this is the perfect setup for him. He's been looking for this all his life. And when we didn't have you here a couple weeks ago, he heard you were there, and now he's been inspired. So,
well, it really is something to behold. I mean, a man who can sing that well with his mouth closed is just, it's ventriloquism at its finest.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so really exceptional.
We're happy he found his calling. He might come back in time for our guest. A lot has been shrouded in mystery this week. We're going to talk about that, including the map we played or maybe didn't play.
It's been a nightmare. No pun necessary. I mean, signing on to that and jet black on the first map. I mean, I just threw up my hands.
The map was shrouded in mystery, a nightmare, and our guest hopefully isn't a nightmare, but shrouded in mystery. Deuce hasn't told us who our guest is today.
Has not told us. We've tried to crack the nut of who our guest this week is going to be. Normally, we like to prepare. Hop on social, be able to figure out what these people are up to. You know, so we have some conversation, and we don't know anything. We were constantly...
Haven't told you what?
Yeah, you haven't told me shit.
Oh, Deuce, I guess we found out what happened. So, Deuce, you were cut after the first round of tryouts for the Puppet Opera in Denver, and you're back.
I tried to steal your spot, Ryder.
Ooh.
I tried to beatbox as a puppet.
You went for first-tier beatbox?
I went for first-tier beatbox. I did it to spite you. I learned it's really hard to beatbox with felt.
Yeah.
Like any Muppet that can beatbox is really, really good. It's really talented. It came out just as a lot of like whistles and kind of farts and couch cushions.
Yeah.
I couldn't pull it off.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the art.
Deuce, I actually think this was a huge mistake on your part to go for Ryder's beatbox.
What?
Well, first of all, you don't want to go into Ryder's lane. That has clearly been Ryder's lane. You've known Ryder for a very long time.
He's been beatboxing for legitimately the entire 20 years I've known him.
Yeah.
So that is true.
Yeah.
It is his thing.
And
first chair for a reason.
I think you got a little greedy, and I think you got a little unfocused, because we've heard your voice, and first soprano puppeteer was sitting there. There's a long red-haired puppet woman, and you've got a voice to match it, and now somebody else is going to get that part because you got a little greedy, went for the wrong part.
Should I just try out right now?
Absolutely.
She's got eyes, and it seems to me remind me of childhood. Guesser D and Geo Guesser's nightmare round was scary.
Ugh.
It was so close to being on key. I mean, it's pure magic.
Yeah.
It's pure magic. You were so close.
You're flat.
Just with like,
you're flat.
Yeah.
That was flat.
Yeah.
Is that a no for you, dog?
Dog.
You know, it's just when you actually sing in your falsetto soprano, that's when it's just so much better. I mean, not just your normal.
Should I try that?
I think once was enough.
Yeah. That's a fair point.
Fair enough.
Yeah, honestly, that music was soothing to my headache compared to how I'm feeling after that round. I mean, honestly... Jet black, the
tough.
First one, the second, and then just over and over. And then I had to go into the rest of my work life just completely sad. Yeah. I mean, food didn't taste, you know, those flowers had no smell.
No, that was COVID.
Oh.
you have COVID, if that's what you're saying.
Yeah, well.
There are a few stories from the group, though, about this round. I want to bring them back. The Scottish Switchblade got so angry after the first round, which was like all black and there was nothing there, that he threw his Switchblade out the window and hit an 84-year-old Scottish woman in Glasgow. The Scottish Switchblade will not be playing round 7 and 8 because the Scottish Switchblade is in jail. So we lost the Scottish Switchblade because of this. That was hard.
Unbelievable.
That's one. We also we lost another one. Our buddy here, Mate Potatoes, he fully fried and cooked. He got so angry that he was now a well-done steak and French fries. He's not Mate Potatoes anymore. He's just straight up meat and potatoes, fried and cooked.
We hardly knew you, Mate Potatoes.
We didn't even know
Joey yet. Whalen, actually, we heard on round 4, where the only image you saw on the top of this mountain was Alabama, got so excited because he was, as you all know, an Emmy Award-winning sports broadcaster in the state of Alabama.
That is true.
So he plopped it right down there in Mobile because he thought that's where it was, and it was Greenland. And Joey Whalen, the most mild-mannered person that we've ever met, threw his laptop out the window in Wilmington, and it shattered. So unless he can get another laptop, he'll be playing on his phone. We all know that's, you know, really hard to do.
That's not going
to
work well.
I mean, he's so tempted every time he gets angry to just murder endangered species. It's a horrible thing, but that's how bad the round was. Oh.
Can we talk about that map, actually? Because that map threw me for a loop. I thought for sure, Ryder, this was actually going to be your spot. Because I thought this was a spot on the Appalachian Trail. As if you've ever walked by Ryder, you've heard that he's hiked the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, have you not heard?
I thought Alabama was a hut. I'm like, oh, this dude's gonna get it. He's been to that hut. And then I turned around at like the last 30 seconds and I saw the fucking ocean. So I went from the top of a mountain to 0 degrees, 0 height, 0 sea level in 2 seconds.
I should have seen that. I didn't see that. You know, I didn't see a lot of things because do you know where I am right now?
Oh, yeah. This is cool. Yeah. Ben, where are you? Where
Ben,
are
it's
you?
Hard.
I am in
Ben.
Last place.
Ooh. Like, still? You don't mean dead last.
No,
do you?
I mean,
a host of a GeoGuessr podcast, are you?
Yeah, I'm in dead last. The closest I got on any of these was 4,000 miles away. So I was more than the continental United States away from one end to the other on every single map. So if you want to revoke my hosting privileges, you can.
Ben, you may just be the focus of the rundown next week.
Just go to lunch. All you have to do is just say it's me and then like kick your feet up. Your job's done.
You are every single category in one. You're tough break. You got double donuts. Your highest point total was 80 on one map. Wait, you have definitely done the math. You have the total of how many miles away you were.
I was just over 34,000 miles away.
Yeah, 186 points
times,
total. I didn't
how many
know that
times
possible.
Is that around the globe? Is that one time around? I don't know anything. We should get Drew Toothpaste. He knows everything about everything random, so I bet you he could tell us that.
He wouldn't
actually
know that.
This map made him so angry he put 100,000 pictures of his butt on the internet.
He took his crab hand and smashed a bunch of stuff.
He was
cutting
so
shit up
with
his crab
with
hand.
I mean,
listen to Crud Bump.
You don't need to look any further than the guy called Max is bad at this tied you.
Yeah. Well, like everybody at my company who I taught this game to beat me.
At
last place.
This could be the retirement moment.
No, I mean, it's humbling is what it is. You talked about all the drastic things people did. I was telling Ryder before we came on the air, I'm allergic to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which is aspirin, so Advil. I can only take Tylenol when I have a headache. I was so upset at this and in so much pain, I said fuck it, and I took the whole bottle of Advil and I made it. But not
tough,
much.
Though, sure.
It's because my wife's a doctor. She's an eye doctor, but she knew what to do.
I'm glad you're here.
So.
Yeah. But I will say, Shaboy, Dookie changed his name to Smiley Face after being in first place on 21,000 points in 2 minutes.
We were trying to figure out who the Smiley Faced assassin was.
It's Dookie. It was Dookie. I saw him earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know who this no-name is in number two, but obviously.
That's sketch. Yeah.
I mean, the like 5 points to tantalize you, and then I'm going to proceed to mow the rest of these maps. But, I mean, Ben raised a great point before we got on the air. this map only has, what, 61 locations?
Yeah.
So if you play this map enough, just like our boy Jay, the sad Dallas Stars fan, just like he did in order to take down the Muko at his own game, that is an approved discipline of the game. Am I right?
And 61 maps isn't that bad.
Yeah. Personally, I don't love it, but yes, you could do it. I wouldn't do it. Instead, I would just do an honest effort and be 34,000 miles away. But if you wanted to play the game that way, you could. It's what I did. You could play the game that way if you want to. Speaking of Jay's Sad Stars fan, played that Home Depot map. Just wonderful. Made me want a home.
It's a great
made me
map. Want a home. It's a great map.
Made me want the Home Depot hot dog I've never had.
I'm surprised you guys haven't had one.
No, I'm gonna go into a Home Depot. I'd even take my mask off to eat that hot dog right there in front of the grills and the lawnmowers and all other things.
If you get there on a Sunday and you're lucky, they sometimes do fresh popcorn. Mm. Home Depot popcorn's really good popcorn.
Wow, I would check it out. If you haven't played Jay's map, which he put a lot of effort into, and I mean a lot, and I'm not saying that. I mean, like, look, that takes effort. I would do it.
Yeah. Even if you're not into Home Depots, it's still a really good map. Yeah. Like, they're great locations.
I want to bring up one more thing before we get to our mystery guest. And that is, there are over 200 people signed up for this tournament. There's about 40, 45 people who haven't played a damn round.
Yeah.
And I want to call out who some of those people are. I want to call out one person in particular who calls himself the best U.S. speed racer of all time. Chicago geography.
Yeah.
I've
noticed that.
Are you too good to play our tournament? Yes, the answer is yes.
Yes, he is. Yeah, we'll go there.
Let me stop the tough guy act and just say, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
coming
are
coming from
good.
The guy sitting in dead last, it doesn't quite have the
on
same.
On one round, I'm in 25th right now. It won't be for long.
Well, you're currently smoking him, so you have that in the bag in the tournament. I mean, I agree. I mean, why not flash the skills in the Pinheads tournament? I mean, we've got the best podcast going around on GeoGuessr. Come on. Come on.
Deuce, have you tried to,
if not the only.
Have you tried to reach out to him to tell him to get started already?
I did actually reach out to him in the beginning of it to ask him to sign up. I don't know how far that conversation went, to be honest, if I even got a response. Oh, no, you know what? I don't think I could. I think I just tagged him because you can't DM him on the Twit machine.
Too cool. Too cool for school.
Yeah, too cool for school. I will say this, okay, before we bring in our special guest, I need to give out two shout-outs from last week's episode. Pokey Megan's husband did the Irish read for the Tropical Irish Vacation ad.
Wow.
Literally, I just tweeted it. She was like, my husband is from Ireland. Like, what do you need? I was like, just have fun with it. Like, make an ad about Ireland being a tropical vacation. He spit that out, like, by that night. I think it came out great. So special thanks to him.
Wow.
And the band that I got the Irish reggae from, which was surprisingly easy to find, was from a band called Paddy Rasta. It is
that's a good
it
name.
Is worth it. If you're pounding Guinness on a beach and you're having haggis.
You have a red stripe in your other hand.
Yeah, Guinness and red stripe mixers, haggis coming out of a conch shell, then you are good with Paddy Rasta.
I really appreciate this GeoGuessr community that we found, small but mighty, that you can just put out an ask like that and get that turned around right away.
I got a lot of response, actually. There were at least like three people that said they were interested and just like stuff happened, they couldn't get it over. But yeah, loving the GeoGuessr community.
Yeah. And we get Drew and Natalie D's newsletter. What was the last one about, like, the difference between butts and asses, I think it was?
Yeah.
Like, we're just meeting meeting the coolest. As Drew said so poignantly, cool people play GeoGuessr. And
that's
he's 100% right. And we're gonna get to meet another cool person today. We have no idea who it is.
Maybe.
Could
be nobody.
It's gonna come up next. Could just be us talking some more. And like we said, you know, we were just talking about this off the air, but the last thing I wanted to say is this is week six. Just two more maps left.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild. It's wild. I mean, we've been playing now so many different maps, and I think we've gone through the ebbs and flows of, I started so confident. I remember that first round, getting that double donut and being close to the top 10. I look at the rankings now.
You're doing terrible.
A futile effort. I'm doing awful. I mean, I'm crushing Penn right now with over 200 points. I won't tell you how much, but hey, I mean, it's going great. I'm not upset
about
it. I'll
be back next week. Let me just tell you, I'm gonna finish real strong. Yeah. We have two maps left.
This is gonna be your fire.
I mean, they're not easy maps coming up. I wish they were US maps. I tend to do very well in those. But we have two maps left. We are so thankful to all of you who have listened, who have jumped on the pod, and so this isn't our goodbye just yet, but it has flown by. Anything else left before we go to break, fellas?
I can't wait to see the logic behind how anyone played this map.
I'm very interested.
Do you want me to not come back after the break? Because nobody wants to hear from me how I played this map.
Well, I actually want to hear how you did it so poorly.
Sure.
That is my
I will say our
point.
Guest is better than you think in this round. He's one of the top 20, I think.
Wow. Okay.
Really?
We'll hear how we did it when we come back here on Pinheads, the GeoGuessr podcast, with two hosts who know what they're doing and me after this.
Battle Royale getting you down? Does your hand hurt because you punched a wall when you lost your country streak? Can you not sleep because you played so much GeoGuessr that when you take your eyes off your computer screen, you're still all wired up? Well, Nama CBD is going to help you out. CBD products are helping people with all of those problems all over the world, but Nama does it in a way better than anybody else. They do the best ingredients. They don't put any of that high fructose corn garbage into it, and they do it in flavors and styles for your particular taste. They got your anytime CBD. Take it literally anytime, it's in the name. They got your relaxed CBD. You just lost your country streak again. You don't want to play anymore. You just want to sit down and relax. Take a relax. It's going to help you out. They got your sleep CBD. You can't sleep because you've been thinking about that country streak that you lost. Take a sleep CBD, man. It's going to help you get those Z's. And then my personal favorite, Relax Plus. Delta 8. Look it up. It's the cousin to THC. You want to pop one of these, put on a movie, sit down, do some guessing. You're going to forget you have knees. Go to bed, you're going to wake up feeling like a million and $1. $1 million is not enough for how good you feel after a night's sleep on these. So namacbd.com, namacbd.com. Check it out. Get yourself a bottle. You will not regret it. Nama CBD. Live life the Nama way.
We're back on Pinheads. It is writer, Deuce, myself, and I'm not kidding you all. We have a special guest. That is his name. That is his name in Zoom. He's here, wearing a hooded sweatshirt. He's real. Like, I can see him. He's real. Got a nice kitchen in the background. We've been told special guest is in Europe, which means it's got to be like 3:50 in the morning or 2:50 in the morning, which is just incredible dedication.
Dedication from special guest.
Wow.
But we truthfully, Deuce has not told us, and special guest has not told us who he is. So
I've been laughing about this all week.
He's literally been giggling all week.
Everyone is about to find out, including us, who special guest is. And to prove this, I'm going to take a sip of my beer while special guest says who he is. And it's very possible I'm going to spit this beer out all over the place.
Wow, I want it.
Here we go. Now I'm actually going to put it down. I'm too nervous to do that. All right, special guest, who do we have here?
Last week's episode had some really interesting discussions. I did listen to it. There was a discussion on how a certain name could be said in multiple ways.
Oh, Monte Potato! We got the tater. Nice. Oh, sick. Welcome to the pod, man.
You don't even know if you welcome you just the said right Monte person. Again. Did you welcome
it
the right person?
It does not matter if I'm right. He is here. He answered the bell. He listened to the show. Well, he said yes. He's up at 3 in the morning. Well, let's fucking go.
We're so thankful you're here. But we don't
That's
even
my
know
pleasure.
If we called you by the right name. So here we go.
All right.
This is the moment we've been waiting for.
Yeah, let's do this.
How do you say it?
So I made this name like 5 years ago. Supposed to be just a meme name. Just Mate Potato.
Mate Potato.
I got it.
I don't know.
But I appreciate all the different pronunciations. It's hilarious.
Amazing.
Go back to episode like 2 or 3 when I call you out, writer.
For
saying Mate Potato, and I say I think it's Mate Potato, and then Deuce comes in with
Mate Potato.
Honestly, that's the best for that part.
Adopt the Deuce version. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Mate Potato.
Mate, can I call you Mate?
Yes, of course.
It is great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
And thank you for playing in our tournament. And thank you for joining us in these off hours on a weekday. Where are you calling in from? Or is it one of those mystery locations from the map this week that we'll never know?
Yeah, no, it's I am currently living in the Netherlands. But cool. I'm originally from India, so that might be a bit from where my accent. But yeah, I'm currently living in the Netherlands. It is 2:50 a.m., as you said.
Oh my gosh.
But it's definitely Zero. My pleasure to be here.
Well, we Legendary. Thank you so much. We won't take you too far past 5 a.m., but we do want to ask a few questions that we traditionally ask our guests.
Of course.
And so the first question was, how do you pronounce your name? We figured that out. How long have you been playing GeoGuessr for?
So I think the first time I played GeoGuessr was around 2 to 3 years ago, maybe. Oh. So I played a couple of games, but I didn't really get too much into it. Single player used to get a little bit boring after a while, but it was quite fun nonetheless. And then I caught on with GeoGuessr again this year when they added Battle Royale. And so yeah, I also just got into streaming earlier this year. So I started streaming. I thought, why not try streaming GeoGuessr as well? And I started having so much fun that I just started streaming more and more. And now I'm just addicted to the game. So
Dude, that's awesome. Well, now you're playing GeoGuessr all the time, but we love to ask, like, what are the maps that just drive you crazy? I mean, this week was a good option. It's kind of high up on the list for me, but, you know, what stands out for you, the ones that maybe you practice or the ones that you just, that just kind of drive you nuts?
Honestly, I'd say my favorite maps would be, like meme maps, this like specific maps that are like meant to have like meme locations. I love playing those.
Oh, cool.
And on the harder side, I would say maps like the ones we had this week would definitely be definitely nightmares. Like it was true to its name for sure.
Yeah, glutton for punishment, man. Dude, that's wild. I'm too intimidated to even approach a map like that. Well, that's
yeah, this one's tough.
Whoa, that was awesome. That was awesome.
It was quite an experience for sure.
Mate Potato. So for the first, I'm just going to keep coming.
I'm not changing it.
We will ask you your real name and call you by that later. But right now, we just got to ride this out.
It's fine.
Just call Ryder Rigator until he says.
Oh, that's a.
Yeah. What did you? So the first map of our tournament was the U.S. It was the world, which had 3 U.S. locations. And then the second one was the U.S., which of course had 5 U.S. locations. Even Oceania had a U.S. location. You are the first person we've talked to who's not an American. Drew Toothpaste, we think, is an American, but Crud Bump, his rap alias, could be anything.
Oh, never know.
But did you feel like, we had some people who were very angry at us, thinking that we were a little too America-centric. And we apologize for that. We want to say we didn't know the world map was going to be so U.S. heavy. We didn't know Hawaii was part of Oceania. No one ever told us that.
I still don't know that.
How did you navigate those? Do you feel like, because you're the first person we talked to not from America, and we have a lot of people who talk about the strategies they use when they're put into different countries they've never been to. So when you're on an America map, have you been to America? Do you know America pretty well? Are there strategies you use to try to navigate the country that we live in that we just like obviously can see certain signs or something and we might know where it is?
Right. So I'd say for me especially, America is one of the hardest countries to work with, up there with Russia, simply because it looks all the same more or less for me.
We're a lot alike, US right. and Russia. You know, we're very similar.
So it is a bit difficult, but for me personally, I've started to pick up a few hints, like say number plates. So New York has like very unique number plates that might help. Hawaii and Florida look like very unique as well, so that also helps. When it comes to mid of the USA, like Midwestern USA, Mideast, I don't know. It is really hard for me personally, unless I find like a sign or like an interstate highway number or something, mm-hmm. or just a state name written somewhere. It is a bit hard personally for myself to differentiate the states. But I think if we are allowed to move and we have a bit of time to navigate, it might be possible to narrow it down. But yeah, it is a bit hard for, I guess, non-Americans to figure out.
It's pretty tough for Americans too at some point.
Yeah, for real. Just talk to Deuce, who thought Ireland was in the Caribbean, as we found out last week. Do you feel like pretty confident in like the EU map? Was that one kind of tailor made for you, having been living in the Netherlands now?
Honestly, I think EU is also quite interesting because, say, the Netherlands, Germany, France, Belgium sort of region is sort of easier to identify. But when you go to the Eastern European countries, it gets hard for myself as well. So differentiating between, say, Czechia and Slovakia is a bit different, difficult for me. And same goes with like Slovenia, Croatia, those sort of countries. So yeah, I do struggle a bit, but I think because of the differences in language and some other minor differences like bollards and those kind of things, it does help identify the countries a little bit. So yeah, I think that's a bit more of a comfort zone for me for sure.
We appreciate that. We appreciate your insight and your context. Do we have any more questions for Mr. MP before we jump into the map? Because I do want to be cognizant of time. So let's get last questions out there.
Yeah, well, so you just recently got that coveted blue tick, didn't you?
I did, yes. That was quite a remarkable moment.
How was that? What's the process like to get yourself blue checked in the GeoGuessr world?
So yeah, you can apply for verification on GeoGuessr through your GeoGuessr settings. And I did apply for it earlier once, and it did get rejected back in the day. But then I did reapply recently, and luckily this time they did verify me. So wow. I'm not really sure what the requirements are, if you need a certain amount of followers or whatnot, but it was quite amazing to get the
Congratulations.
Nice.
Yeah,
thank you.
You know what? I think they listened to this podcast and they heard us they heard us talking you up. And I think that's probably what did it.
Dude, the SEO of Mate Potato is just skying out of the roof. I mean, I hope you're okay with me just calling it Mate Potato. I have to stand firm in my my position. Well, get over it. Get over it. I don't think Deuce is ever going to go, oh, yeah, Mate Potato, when he has Mate Potatoes behind him. I mean, come on.
Maybe it's just my accent.
It must be the accent with just those two words together.
This New Hampshire blood.
If you see a sign on a billboard in America around that says "Mate Taters," that's how you know you're in the middle of the country. Yeah. Actually, that's all you need.
Yeah,
exactly.
We're allowed to say that. Oh. You know, we're from America, make fun of it.
That's also true.
Why don't we jump into this week's map then, Mate Potato? If you have the map up, that's great. If not, I can bring it up. Okay. So I don't even know how we get started here. I'll say this, round one, I took a little bit of time yesterday to play it. I had a busier work day than I had hoped for on a Monday, but I heard a bunch about this map before I got started, and I almost just didn't want to start. I almost decided I wasn't going to play out of protest, because everyone told me that map one was just a giant black screen. I thought maybe for me it would be different. It wasn't. So I'm not, usually we ask about strategy here. I think we can still ask about strategy. Like, what do you do?
For me, it was a zero pointer, so my strategy clearly didn't work. So I don't think I have any insight on that one. But I thought it would be a good idea to maybe go Brazil, because why not? But I was wrong on that. So maybe you guys have a better strategy.
Hey, you got 1 point. Don't sell yourself short, man.
Yeah, 1 point.
You got 1 point.
It's almost harder than a 0 point.
For somebody who finished with 186 total points, that's me. 34% of my points came from this round. So that's how bad I was after this, is that I got 34% of my points on a map of a giant black screen. Because I put it in like Northern Africa, because I figured, what's the middle of the world? And I said to myself, I think this is about as close as I can get to the middle. Yeah, that was my only strategy. Why does this happen?
I figured, this is my strategy. And I actually did okay. I got the right continent, I think. Is that most of the pins that I see end up in Europe. And Russia's massive. Could possibly be in Russia. So I think I actually went like that Eastern Russia, like in the middle of like all of the other countries that are there. And it ended up being like Northwest Russia, I think. But I think I actually got a fair amount of my points off this one, which also shows how bad was I that most of my points came from a zero or zero information round.
You might be curious where we were. We were just north of a what Wikipedia calls a, quote, urban locality, which is Tiksi, Russia. T-I-K-S-I.
It is up there.
It is currently 16 degrees Fahrenheit there right now in May. And
balmy.
If you look it up, it's really something. So, Tiksi, Russia. Deuce, if you can get us... there's actually a TripAdvisor page. There's 27 reviews of Tiksi, Russia. So, the people have been there. If you want to explore Tiksi, let me tell you some of the top places that you can go. First of all, you could hire a trip designer, so you don't have to do this alone on your trip to Tiksi, Russia.
There's too much to choose from.
Somebody will help you. If I click on things to do, there's the Tiksi Museum, and that's it. There's a museum. 12 reviews. It's the number one thing
to
do.
What's in that museum?
Six people rated
it. Here's an ore that somebody used once.
Yeah. The person who wrote the review did not write it in English, so I can't tell you. There's a UNESCO World Heritage Site up there.
Wow. Yeah. That's
and that
cool.
person went in... nine people gave reviews in Russian. I can't read Russian, so maybe we can put that into a translator. And maybe next episode we can tell you what to do in Tiksi for anybody who wants to go. That was the first place.
It is way up there. It's impressively north. It's just
impressively north.
Yeah,
impressively
north. I'm trying to find any details on the hotel in town. If you want to, there's a grocery store. Oh, Gorodok, nice. And an airport. Man, that airport has got I'm putting that one on the list.
That's where we were in Russia for number one. Not the best start. Why don't we move to number two? Which got better for everybody but me. Number two was one where I actually think I was... My mind had me in the Far Eastern Hemisphere like that, and I just didn't do it. Mate Potato, did you get closer on number two and want to just tell folks what you were seeing?
Sure. So I did get 1,400 points, so I think I did considerably better than round one. So I think the biggest hint for me was on the ship there was a flag that was red in color. I personally interpreted that looked like a Chinese flag, and that also went quite well with everything else. There was a bit of Chinese writing, though it was quite blurry on a green sign. So I thought I'd just go for China. I thought that would be like maybe a lake, maybe a sort of somewhere near the ocean. So I just went on the eastern part of China, on a lake nearby. I was quite far off. It was a bit further north, but I think I still got the country, so I was quite happy with that.
That's a great score, all things considered, and a nice piece of sleuthing with that red flag, which you can definitely see on the ship. Writer and Deuce, how did you do here?
Yeah, I had a very similar logic to the Mate Potato. I saw the red flag, and I actually started looking at the people, which just inherently... the skin color was all pretty universal, which led me to just as a clue. But then the one that did it is if you go to the building if you're looking at the water and you look at the building, there seems to be like a header above a shop or a parking garage, and it looks like large Chinese letters. And that's where I said, I'm in China. If I'm in the nightmare of China, I am not near any of the main towns. So I threw something up north. I thought maybe I was on... I thought maybe it was an outlet to the ocean. It's a lot of China, so I put something on the coast. And I got close to 3,000 points. That kind of made all the other horrible scores were kind of washed away by this one. So, yeah. Deuce, how'd you get there?
I did kind of the same aspect here. I actually thought I was in Europe for a while, but there was something about the architecture, right? The hotel that I saw had this very Chinese-type architecture. With like, you know, the swooping sills and the roof and whatnot, a lot of reds and golds. So I ended up, I put it in Hong Kong. I don't know, it just looked like a pretty populated area. Figured, you know, why not? It's kind of more towards the populated part of the country.
Yeah.
Like it was a good call though, thinking it's nightmare. It's probably nowhere.
Right.
That you're going to think.
Yeah.
So go the other direction. And I'm surprised actually, I'm seeing now it's not on the coast. I thought for sure that this was the ocean. It's like just a giant.
Yeah, it's
river.
On like a lake.
Estuary?
Yeah. An estuary. That's a great way to describe it.
It is Jingpo Lake. It's also one of UNESCO's geological and cultural heritages. So these are actually more important places than we even knew.
Is it really? Wow.
And I missed all of those things, and I'm now looking at it again, and I see the letters on the building, and I say, yeah, okay. I thought we were somewhere in Russia.
Wow.
I thought we were somewhere in Russia, and I probably should have just dropped it in the middle of Russia to get a few more points. I panicked so much. I put myself in Western Russia, almost like, you know, in near Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and I was just way off.
You're straight coast of Estonia. Clean across the entire continent.
Okay, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, okay, cool. We'll move on.
This is the worst round of my life.
You're better off in Dixie.
I'm usually a lot better than this. Let's move to the third one, which, wow. Even though we now know where it is, we are in Jabor, somewhere near the Marshall Islands. We are on an atoll in the South Pacific. I don't even know. Mate Potato, how did you do on this one?
Not the best. I think I just went somewhere near Thailand or Malaysia. Island, or maybe just in the water. I don't really know.
Yeah.
It did look like a small island to me, and it did look quite Asian. Personally, just the architecture and the trees. And I also noticed like there was like concrete roads, which are also quite common in certain parts of Asia. Especially I've seen those in Thailand and Philippines as well. So I thought it might be somewhere there. It definitely wasn't. I was surprised to see where it actually was. But it still earned me like 100 points or something. Oh no, it's 47 points. That's not that much, but I'll take it.
Hey. Got me 43, so about the same. Yeah. Writer and Deuce, how about you? How did you do on this? We're in Jabor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I apparently got an astronomical score of 512 points.
Whoa.
So I think the logic of it was, as you're really looking around, I tried to zoom in on the people to try to see if there were any clues there. And then seeing like concrete architecture, you know, you have these sort of very tropical trees in the background. Everything's on the coast. Everything's made out of concrete. It made me think just like Polynesia. And maybe I had Oceania just on the mind. So when I went for it, I think I just dropped it. Where did I go? I went straight to Indonesia. Yeah, just Papua New Guinea and dropped a pin and hope for the best. And yeah, it was at least in the right part of the world. But I won't say 512 points is super great, but apparently that logic paid off. So happy about it.
Deuce, how'd it go for you?
I went to Puerto Rico strictly on the fact that I one time went to Puerto Rico and it was fun.
Cool.
So. You know what wasn't fun? 0 points? Was 0 points for you?
Did I get zero?
I'm just guessing.
Here's my thing. You got one point. Yes.
Yeah.
I'll take one. But even when I zoomed into it, my first thought was, this is the actual Jurassic Park and it has been flooded. Because all you see when you look at it is the outline of what used to be an island. And the only thing I could think of was dinosaurs have gone rogue. They're going crazy. They're figuring out how to sail boats. We got to flood this island and drown the dinosaurs. That's what I thought happened.
Deuce, you got a one and a zero on two of the rounds. And yet you have like 20 times the points that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's pretty
bad. I actually did okay on
a couple of these.
All right, let's move. Don't worry.
Just wait till the rundown next week, Ben. We will go into truly how historically bad
how
this is.
Terrible.
Good. I'm kind of excited about it.
At least I know how to pronounce our guest's name. All right, on to number four. let's go to number four. Oh, wait a minute. Also, is Mate Potato frozen?
I think he fell asleep sitting.
I would too. The commitment level is incredible.
3:15 a.m.
A frozen potato.
He's frozen potato.
Oh no, dude! You can't do him like that.
Well, that's just his name. I want to know his real name too, which is why we need
absolutely.
Potato.
Oh yeah,
he's a hero. He is the biggest hero that we've ever had on stage.
Epic. Nope, he's coming back.
He's coming back. All right. Okay. He's back.
Sorry, Mate Potato. Back. We thought what we were saying was boring you, or it was 3 a.m. and you might just feel tired.
You were just like, I'm out. This is the worst.
We promise we're going to finish up soon.
We made a couple frozen potato jokes.
Yeah, we said you were a frozen potato. All right, number four. Number four, this is where Joey Whalen thought he was in Alabama. Because there's a hut that says, okay, let's ask this question. What's in the hut? Do we think it's a bathroom? Do we think it's like an outhouse, a porta potty?
Oh.
Do we think it's some sort of secret special club? Given that we are in the middle of nowhere, do we think it's like where all the nuclear codes for every country in the world are located? Like, what's in the Alabama hut?
I think it's a ranger station.
Why is it called Alabama?
Yeah, I don't know why it's called Alabama. Probably some ranger station. I mean, all the windows are boarded up, which you can see. Really thin doors, so it's made to endure weather and be shelter. Maybe it's like a weather station? I don't know. It's remote, though. It is out there.
Nah, it's boring. I bet if you go inside, there's like a 100-foot tunnel that you have to climb down, and then once you get down there, it's like a crazy nightclub.
Do you already find what Wikipedia tells me?
Yeah, what does Wikipedia tell you?
Okay, so when you type in Alabama, Shannon Island, which is where we are in Greenland, you get taken to the Wikipedia page of a man named Einar Mikkelsen. E-J-N-A-R. I'm just going to make, I don't know if that's true. Einar Mikkelsen. He was born in 1880, died in 1971. He was a Danish explorer. Huh. Most known for his expeditions to Greenland. Writer, he kind of looks like you. His wooden ship, the Alabama, was trapped in the ice of Shannon, and while he was exploring, the rest of his party returned home on a whaler. But I don't know if he died while he was out there.
He got ditched by his crew? It's messed up.
Possible.
No, that's badass. I bet he was like, go, I don't care. I bet he's still alive.
Yeah.
To this day, yeah.
He's exploring.
He's hard.
So it looks like his wooden ship, the Alabama, was trapped in the ice of Shannon, and while he was exploring, the rest of the party returned home on a whaler, remaining with his engineer Iverson. That would be Allen Iverson, the basketball player. Sure. Mikkelsen, otherwise known as Phil Mikkelsen. So it was Phil Mikkelsen and Allen Iverson. Succeeded by a series of hazardous sledge journeys in recovering the lost records and in disproving the existence of Peary Channel. I don't know what Peary Channel is. The two explorers returned to Shannon Island. They found that their crew was gone, but they had salvaged timbers and planking from their boat and erected a small cottage. The cottage was called the Alabama, and it has survived intact and was photographed during a visit by a Danish Navy inspector ship in September 2010. So it's very possible this is the only photo of the Alabama. Although it says the image was captured in 2019, so somebody has since been back to find it. But this is Ivar Mikkelsen's famous cottage that he and his co-patriot, you know, whatever it is, what was the word I'm looking for? Allen Iverson. They erected this cottage called the Alabama. And that's
pretty cool.
I gotta tell you, as much as this round sucked, it's producing some very cool stories.
That's
so
a good fact.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
All right, Mate Potato, how'd you do on this one?
Not that good.
understandable.
So the crazy thing is, the first thing when I saw this, I saw these rocks. I thought this is way far north, maybe Greenland, maybe northern
Whoa.
Russia.
Yeah.
And then I panned and I saw Alabama written, and my non-American self had no idea what Alabama looks like. I thought there might be like a weird national park or something in Alabama that I don't know. So I thought maybe it's just me being completely stupid. So I just went for Alabama, thinking it might be a national park, and it turned out to be Greenland. So it was a bit of a ride for me.
You were right the first time.
You fell into the trap.
I did fall for the trap.
Even when the U.S. isn't even a location in the map, it's still messing with players. It's terrible.
<For sure. laughs> We're gonna hear from the Swiss delegation, Deuce. They're coming for us this week.
I'll get ready. Put on my boots.
So this was a zero pointer for me, and this is where the wheels fell off, because I saw the English writing, and I thought to myself, maybe we're in the mountains in New Zealand. And I also said to myself, the only way I'm going to win this round is if I take risks. And if I'm wrong, I'll be incredibly wrong. And if I'm right, I'll be oh so right. And I was oh so wrong. So it was worth a try for me, but that's what happened.
I don't think I've ever seen someone 10,000 miles away.
Team?
Here's the question. If they went the other way around the world, are you closer?
Yeah.
Maybe. That's true. If we went north to south. I think we got a frozen tater.
Another frozen tater? Oh.
Oh, he's coming in with his real name.
All right.
No way.
I feel bad.
Oh, he's back.
Frozen tater.
Frozen Tater.
Now we know your real name. It's Tushar?
Yes, it is. It is.
Tushar, it's great. Great
nice,
to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Great to know your actual name. We're gonna refer you by your
name. We'll move on.
Yeah, just ignore my internet, please. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's totally fine.
All good.
So we're gonna move on so that you can go to sleep and so that we can stop talking about this awful map. Number five looks really nice. Looks like the type of place you'd want to, you know, relax for a little bit. You've got a hammock with like a little bit of a small house. You've got some tropical vegetation. Looks like a river. And I don't know about you all, but this for me was a 0 point round again. This is where my misses really started to pile up. How did you all do on this one?
Not well.
I had a pretty lucky guess, I think.
Yeah, go for it. Take us through it.
There's really not much reasoning there. It was 50-50 between around like the Latin America region and Asia region for me. Mm-hmm. So I just happened to pick Latin America for whatever reason. I just went like north of South America. I think I went like Suriname or something.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, you did.
No good rational basis for that. Just looked like it, I think, and turned out to be somewhat close. So. Good for me. Got
incredible.
Rushed
there.
It.
And I went.
Think you're probably the closest. Oh no, one of the top two cheaters did it. But of legitimate players, I think you were probably
you're
one of the closest.
You're the first
really
legitimate player.
Yeah, but it was 90% luck, 10% skill.
Yeah. I went with your first guess, which was somewhere in the South Pacific, and I put it in like Papua New Guinea, and so that was a 0 pointer for me.
Mm.
Deuce Rider.
No good. Yeah, for me, I kind of got lost. I mean, I had flags of the world in my mind after our chat with Jay, and so I saw a few flags, and I said, I'm gonna find it. I'm gonna know which one we're talking about. And I looked over there, and I saw the green, white, and red. Went to Italy, didn't think twice, did not pass go, did not collect $200. And I started figuring, all right, I'm on a river. I'm in more tropical areas. So I kind of tried to navigate those two. And I was looking around southern Italy thinking maybe, but the like very jungle, like willow, like vines and all that stuff, that is definitely not Italy. So I put a pin down and I was very far away. Bummer.
I felt good about mine. I saw very tropical. I saw the marshy. I saw very thick, dense forest. I saw the long boats, which I've very much so equated to like Thailand, Eastern Asia, that area. But it did not look like Thailand. So I was thinking more along the lines of like India, but, more kind of tropical. So, and went with Bangladesh. Felt really good about it. Found this awesome little river that looked like perfect. I even like found like the contour of the river towards it. Way off.
Well, yep. If you had gotten that exactly right. You'd be the best GeoGuessr player of all time. You like,
oh, that would have been incredible.
You're like, well, the river bends this way, but just
that's a longboat, which is particularly usually this area of the world.
Exactly.
It's the vegetation of the trees and the long grass. Way off.
Here's the wild thing. I just looked this up. We were in a giant national park, Canaima National Park. I'm sure I'm not saying that correctly. In Venezuela, in that national park, which is a huge national park, if you go to the map. That's where Angel Falls is located, the highest uninterrupted waterfall in the world, or longest, I guess you would say. So tallest. We were actually tallest. That's the word.
Yep.
Co-patriot, co-pilot. Get me out of here. Yeah. I can't say anything right today. Tallest.
You're more tired than Tushar is.
Yeah, honestly. Well, a toddler, I guess, will do that to you. You don't know what time it is when you have a little toddler in your house.
Very true.
But so these places, I'm starting to wonder, are all of these places quite meaningful? And I do think it would be nice to try to find the person who made this map. The creator is Mio Rosland. He's the one who created GeoGuessr Nightmare Mode. He has only played 17 games in his life.
Wow.
So
wow.
It doesn't seem like he has played a lot. And he has one map of Sweden, and then he has GeoGuessr Nightmare Mode. And those are the only two maps that he's made. But
he didn't, you say?
He made a heck of a map, I gotta say. I don't want to play it again, but I'm glad we put it in here. It was one of the toughest things I've ever done, as evidenced by my awful score.
It was hard. And also, kind of want to try shout out number two to see if we have success. Tushar came and joined us all the way from the Netherlands. Let's put a shout out for Mio. Join the pod.
Yes,
shout out has been made.
We want to know about your map. Tushar, before we go, we want to just say thank you again for joining
us. Awesome. So good to have you on.
Thank you for having me. It's quite a fun discussion, especially with this map. Got to learn a few things. It's quite an
interesting one to join for.
Is there anything that we always ask our guests, anything that you want to plug or share or that the listeners should know about, whether it's, you know, where to follow you and to watch you stream GeoGuess or anything else?
Honestly, I don't really want to plug in too much. I think it's I think GeoGuess is just a fun thing to play. So if I'll be happy if more people just find the game through this podcast and give it a shot. And create more maps so that we can have more such fun experiences. I look forward to those maps.
Yeah. Awesome. I will say, if you see a meat and potato tournament, sign up, join. I did one earlier. It was extremely hard. It made me feel very bad about myself, but it put me in situations I had to learn and gain some stuff for. So if you see a meat and potato tournament, sign up.
And, speaking of maps to try, our last guest, this map, if you don't like the middle of America, please don't play Jay's Home Depot map. Because that one, Home Depot is a store in the United States, and I'd say 80% of them exist in the middle of America. So you don't want to play that one. But we'll find other good ones for you to play.
Tushar, it was so good having you on the pod. This is so cool, the dedication you have, and you've been crushing maps all over this tournament. So good luck in the rest of the tournament, and definitely stay in touch for sure.
For sure. Thank you.
Good night, Tushar. Awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Sleep.
Good night. Get some rest.
Get some sleep.
Get in that potato sack and go to sleep.
Another potato pod.
Yes.
All right. Well, we will be back next week. We've got two maps to go here on Pinheads, and we will see you all next time.
Later.
Like, sweet.